السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. تقبل الله طاعتكم جميعا. When the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم started sending like ambassadors to different places, one of the great incidents happened that he decided to send Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'ad ibn Jabal to Yemen. Then he gave them like a guidelines. This guideline basically later on became one of the great principles of Islam. He said them in a very well-known hadith, قال يسرا ولا تعسرا وبشرا ولا تنفرا. He said يسرا means do your best to make things easy. Don't make things hard on the people. وبشرا always let you be always the source of the glad tidings and the good news. ولا تنفرا, don't be the opposite. Which means like a main principle in the life. يا معاذ ويا أبا موسى, I'm advising you. Prophet Muhammad is telling them, he's giving them the most important thing, how to deal with the people. Mu'ad ibn Jabal was classified by Prophet Muhammad as one of the greatest knowledgeable people in halal haram. Prophet Muhammad described him, قال أعلم من أعلم الناس في الحلال والحرام. So he was not afraid of him, he knows the knowledge, but what to choose and when and how, depending on what, this is another story. This needs, you know, like a guideline. يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا بَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. This is number one. Number two, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ثبت عنه قال أنه قال لم ما خير رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أمرين إلا اختار أيسرهما ما لم يكن إثما. Never ever in his life, if he was given the opportunity to choose between two things, he always used to choose the easier as long as it's not a sin or haram or there's an ithm in it. If it's outside what Allah has decided as haram or ithm, always used to choose the easier, which means is it the tendency always, you know, the orientation always with seeking easier, not making things difficult to the people. And the third one, which I will conclude with it, when I was doing my BA more than 30 years ago, I remember one of the great principles that I was taught. قال من زاد علمه قل اعتراضه. As long as you are increasing your knowledge, your objection to everything around you will be less. If you have less knowledge, your objections will be more. More knowledge, less objection. This is a great principle. The one who has limited knowledge, he will measure everything around him with these limitations. He will make life hell for everyone. If you have more knowledge, you can realize many things. It's like myself, when I'm a young kid, if you ask me who's the greatest person on earth, it's my father. Who's the most powerful person? Min al-Batal, my father. Who can defeat all armies on earth? My father. Who knows everything? My father. When I became 15, 16 and go to university, I will discover that my father does not know everything and he's not the most powerful of person and he can't maybe even defeat our neighbor. This is reality. When I'm limited in my knowledge, this has to do with knowledge, by the way. Knowledge, it's knowledge. My knowledge is very limited, young kid. So everything in the world, I will be seen through my father. When I'm grown up, more knowledge, I will discover the truth. Now, the conclusion. You might think that the conclusion will be always make things easy. This is not the title of my topic. Everything I have explained now is based on a precondition. Do you know what is it? Knowledge. Everything I have explained will be false, nothing at all, unless if you have knowledge. That's why the first ayah was revealed was Iqra. So if you would like to be like Prophet Muhammad, to follow what I do, because sadly, when I make things easy, I have to have the knowledge what is permissible and what is not, and depending on what, I will make things easy. That's why, please, I urge you, if you love Islam, seek knowledge in Islam. If you want to serve Islam, seek the knowledge first. Because, you know, and let me finish with this. I did say it, and you did hear it from many others. The one who killed 99, very famous. Okay, it's used for the Tawbah, and he wanted to repent. قال فدل على عابد, worshiper, but has no knowledge, no علم. When he asked him, Sheikh, can I repent? ولك انت repent, انت انت شكل واحد repent, انت قال I'm assuming this is what he said, okay? This is from me, the مخرج, alright? So he's amazing, and Allah أعلم what did he say to him. But he provoked him to a degree that he killed him. قال فأتم به المئة, he killed him. Can you imagine? Someone came to repent. He's seeking repentance. What made him reach the level to kill again? Mr. Abid. Ignorant. Then قال ثم أراد التوبة فدل على عالم. Immediately, عالم طبعا. Or definitely you can. But you have to do X, Y, Z. Be careful from this, do it this way. So this is wisdom. Wisdom comes after knowledge, okay? Knowledge comes first, depending on knowledge plus sincerity, tawfiq min Allah comes wisdom. وَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Okay, but with ignorance, you can't do nothing. So let's take a decision. We are approaching the end of Ramadan. One of the most beautiful things of Ramadan, that basically you are listening to the best knowledge in the universe, which is the Quran. It's the knowledge of Allah. It's part of the words of Allah. Of course, the words of Allah is not limited into the Quran. Allah's knowledge is much more better, more than the Quran. Quran is part of the knowledge of Allah. So Allah revealed to us part of His knowledge in the Quran. So what is the most important thing that we do in Ramadan? We are listening to the knowledge of Allah. So, and we are the Ummah of Ilm. So it's good to review our status in general. Why not to let seeking knowledge is a basic part of my life, not a marginal issue. Wallahu a'lam. Jazakumullah khair. Sorry for taking you.